This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, of all the sermon series that I've given in over 30 years on the radio, I think this is the most unique. It's an 8-week series that we're concluding this week based on one word, the word believe. What you believe about God, what you believe about Jesus, what you believe about the Word of God, the Bible, impacts everything else you believe in life. One of the messages that stood out to me is the incredible result of believing, where we actually found an example of where a man had things happen in his life simply because he believed God. He came to believe in God, and there was a measure of happiness that came into his life because he believed God. That's a powerful message for me. We talked about the paradox of believing. We talked about belief language. Today and this week, receiving, believing, and becoming. From the Gospel of John, the first chapter, the final message in the series called Belief. Many of you have heard this passage. Some of you have given a Christmas card this year that has John 1:14 on the cover. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, referencing the coming of God to become a man. And that's the greatest message of Christmas, is not the manger. The greatest message of Christmas is that God became flesh. That God chose to become a man and entered the human race through a baby in a place called Bethlehem to live among us and to share his love and his grace. And everything you want to know about the Father, you find in the Son. Remember that. We've learned that from this series. How much does God love me? How much did Christ love you? He died for you. How much does God forgive? Look at how Christ forgave. How much does God care for you? God the Father, look at Jesus Christ. Everything you want to know about the Father, you find in the Son. We read this last week. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. But today we're going to focus on one verse. It's verse 12. If we could bring up verse 12. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. I want to talk about receiving and believing and becoming. What's it mean to receive somebody? How many of you have already had company come to your house already for Christmas or some kind of Christmas gathering? How many of you are going to have people come to your house? How many of you hope nobody comes to your house? Okay, all right, there's a few people raised their hands in the first service. You don't want anybody coming. How would you feel if you were invited to somebody's house for a Christmas party or Christmas gathering? You knocked on the door or rang the doorbell, and they opened the door, and for the next 10 minutes, they stood at the door talking to you, but they never asked you to come in. You'd kind of look at your watch. Are we here for the right reason? I mean, you invited us over. What, the fact that you did not invite them in, get this, means that you did not receive them. To receive someone who's a guest is to open the door of your house and say, come on in. Have a seat. Make yourself at home. Let me take your coat. That's what it means to receive someone. What it means to receive Christ pretty much emotionally and spiritually is the same thing. You open up the door of your heart and say, come on in. This place is for you. Someone said years ago, as long as I have a house, God has a home. It doesn't matter if you own a house, a condo, an apartment, a double wide, doesn't matter. You can live in a tent. As long as you have a residence, God should have a home. He's the unseen guest at every meal. He's the unseen listener to every conversation. He's the unseen observer to every interaction in a family. He's the unseen observer to interaction between people at work. And so to receive the Lord means to do the same thing in a sense that you would with people. You open up the door and let them in. And John said this, as many as received him and believed in his name, something happened. He gave the right or the authority to become the children of God.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.